The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends! I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to Success Saturday, your 15 minutes of fun, the place to get inspired and stay inspired. Rekindle your romance with success. Success friends, our show today is entitled, What's Luck Got to Do With It? Or put another way, you know that old song, What's Luck Got to Do With It? Oh, sorry about that, Jerry. I get a little carried away here.
Hey, yeah, and I turned down a chance to work with Jeff Dunham.
Ouch, Jerry, ouch. But hey, Jerry, look at that crowd. Aren't they something?
Hey, Wowzer, I think they're getting me inspired.
Absolutely, Jerry, absolutely. And hey, talk about inspiration. Hello, Bobby J.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jerry, good to see
you. Bob, everyone can listen to you and Stan Turner right here on Club 1220, weekdays, noon to 2, right?
That is correct.
I love that show, Bob. I love that show.
Thank you, Jerry. Yeah.
And Jerry, speaking of love, we would love to take a quick break.
Sounds good to me, Tom.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
It is time to do our lemon drop.
Okay, Tom, let me do that one.
All right, Jerry.
All right, today's lemon drop is be grateful for luck. Without luck, you wouldn't even have been born.
Hey, wonderful, Jerry. Wonderful and true. And Jerry, has luck played a role in your life at all?
Well, you know, I'm not sure, but I think so, Tom. I always seem to be out on a limb and never fell off yet.
I think the limb you're talking about is my arm, right, Jerry?
You got it, Tom. You got it.
I'm telling you, Jerry, that is tremendous. Tremendous. Hey, Bob, I almost forgot to ask you, talking about lemon drops.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had, did any stand out with you last week?
Oh, sure. There's one in particular. It goes like this. It's kind of what you're already talking about, too. Want to succeed? Go that extra mile. Not because you have to, but because you want to.
Oh, very good, Bob. I do like that one. That is good.
That's a good one.
It really is. And, you know, it's kind of talking about making your own luck, right?
That's right.
But let's talk about luck success, friends. You know, think about it, success friends. Ali, and I'm not going to say this name correctly, but it's Benazir, I believe. He states he's done the math and he figures that our odds of ever being born are about 1 in 400 trillion. Let me repeat that. 1 in 400 trillion. Yes, success friends, you are a miracle. You know, and it reminds me of a story my mother shared. She told me how my brother came up to her one day and said, Mom, I'm so happy that I was born. And my mom, you know, she's all feeling good and warm and says, you know, oh, thank you, Michael. I'm glad I born you too. To which my brother replied, yeah, I don't care who born me. I'm just glad I was born. I'm telling you, the humility of motherhood, huh? It's got to be tough. But we get two great points here. First, being born is the first part of luck. Second, do you have that awe, that excitement of life that a child has? We need that enthusiasm. You know, excitement is part of success. Now, success, friends, if you want to be successful, where you are born is just as important as being born. You know, if you're born in a third world country, there is little chance that you will find monetary success in your lifetime. And here it's time for a success quote. Anything good that happened to me can be traced back to the fact that I was born in the right country, the United States, at the right time, 1930. That comes from Warren Buffett, probably the world's most successful investor. And success, friends, he speaks the truth. You know, we're not taught about luck. We are not told about being in the right place at the right time, ready for action. Success, friend, luck plays a much larger role in our life than merit does. But more on that in a minute. Because you see, Warren Buffett says it right. You need to be at the right place at the right time to experience success. What would Mark Zuckerberg be doing for a living if this was 1967? Being at the right place at the right time is real. Let me ask you this. Which is a quicker way to get wealthy in America? Working 40 hours a week for 40 years or being at the right lottery window buying the winning ticket? Give me luck. Hey, success friends, I admit to my luck. You know, I have struggled in my life. I was a quart or more a day alcoholic at age 30. I couldn't hold down a job. Yet someone asked me if I wanted a chance to earn some extra money. The yes I gave introduced me to the world of sales, and it changed my life. 10 years later, when I was trying to find a way to sell auto and home insurance, I was talking to every insurance company and insurance agency I could think of, and all I heard was no, 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 until I met a certain rep. It was in December. I was meeting him for coffee, praying that he would pick up the tab because I didn't have enough change to pay for us both. But we met, and he was trying to hit a quota. He needed a new agency to sell for him, and he gave me a chance, a contract. That, success friends, was luck. That was being at the right place at the right time. Had I met him in January, he would have had little interest in even speaking to me. And oh, by the way, this rep totally expected me to fail. He just needed to fill a quota. I totally expected to succeed. I just needed an opportunity. I understand, success friends, that the playing field is not even. Some are groomed for success. Most of us are groomed for work. But that doesn't mean we don't have dreams. We do. And we do understand hard work, so we have that in our favor. And success friends, this is where hard work comes into play. When you meet with luck, well, let's have another success quote. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. And that's anonymous, although it's much attributed to Thomas Edison, but it is true. But as I was saying, when you meet with luck, you had better be ready to go to work. Success friends, I was ready to go to work, and I did. And this is one of the reasons why I should feel you should heed my advice. I won't tell you that because I did it, you can do it. No, I will explain what helped me along the way and admit luck plays a big part in it. And success friends, I still get up every day and go to work, just like you. You see, I still have goals I want to reach, so I am not sitting on a pedestal. I am in the trenches every day, just like you, knowing and feeling what you know, what you feel. You see, there's a million places to go that will teach you how to supposedly succeed. Just to jump on YouTube and you will find someone telling you the secrets to success or how to become a millionaire. We hear from fabulously wealthy individuals the 7 steps we need to become successful or to be a leader. But what is interesting, with all of this information, I call it a lot of it misinformation about how to succeed, why doesn't the percentages of successes increase? Why do people that work hard all of their life retire broke or just above broke? Why, if success is so easily explainable, do only a handful of talented musicians carve out a good living? Success can be explained to us by a million videos, but the NFL still has only so many spots, and you may be talented, but what if you just don't have that certain speed or height or jump? You know, in golf, the difference between the pro tour and the minor tours, one half of a stroke. The difference between the cream of the crap and the crap of the cream is razor thin. Players won't tell you what they are, that they are there because of pure dumb luck, because their golf ball hit an acorn and went in the hole. They tell you that they are there because they've worked hard, they didn't quit, they didn't give up, which I agree is important. But luck is just as important. And we are not educated about luck. But listen up, success friends. The one reason you need a grand obsession, you need to chase a dream that is important to chase, because the chase is the best part of the obsession. Our last success quote, Harry Chapin wrote this, "It's got to be the going, not the getting there, that's good." And the reason that that is so true is that most of us won't get to where we want to go. Martin Luther King didn't get to see his dream realized. Kennedy's dream of landing a man on the moon and bringing him back to Earth was achieved, but he was not there to witness the event. It's got to be the going, not the getting that there that's good. You know, I've offered many people the same opportunity that I was given. Most do not take it. Why? It looks like work. And that fact that I succeeded means nothing, because my opportunity may not be given at the right time for the other person. You know, I've heard luck defined as when opportunity meets preparedness. Zuckerberg was prepared to strike when the world was embracing the computer. Ray Kroc's idea of having fast food available made sense to a country that was having the wife leave home to work. Neither of these would have made sense 20 years too soon. Hey, why was Colonel Sanders so old when he hit it big with KFC? Because 30 years earlier, we were not ready. Luck, success friends. Luck, and maybe a bit of timing. That is the other thing a grand obsession provides. It provides you the time to school yourself on what you need to do, but also on what you want to do and how you want to do it. Yes, we're led down a primrose path of I deserve to win, and I say yes, you do. But you really need to work, you need to learn, and you need to realize the playing field may not be level, but you still have an opportunity. Hey, success friends, I think it's time we take a quick break, and I'll be right back to finish up.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write.
Hey, we're back, success friends. You know, just because we may not reach the top of the mountain doesn't mean we shouldn't strive, shouldn't do our best. You know, we only get one shot at this life. I say live each day as a child, all embracing, all awe-inspired at every turn. Live each day with the joyfulness that my brother lived, just happy that someone born him. What I'm trying to convey here is that even though the odds may be against us to succeed, we should still try to succeed. We are not given any guarantees in this life, and even if you aren't supposed to win, it doesn't mean you won't win. Understand that success is a very personal journey. Work hard, be prepared, and when luck knocks, answer the door. We need to be the possibility and the improbability. And even if we don't get where we hope to get, I guarantee our life will be better for trying. Hey, success friends, that's how I see it. Until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. This is Tom Fierst
and Geriatrics
reminding you to get inspired and stay inspired.
Bye.
Bye, Jerry. Bye, Bob.
With the good lords.